Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge near Eureka Springs is collaborating with other big cat sanctuaries and even a zoo to end exotic animal breeding for profit. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich visits the sanctuary in winter to bring us this story.
Most of Turpentine Creek's magnificent animals are hunkered down in their spacious straw-filled enclosures this frigid winter morning. Dahlia Badamo, animal care intern, says winter's a wonderful time to visit the sanctuary, pointing to a few big cats lounging in the cold sun, catching some rays.
The tigers have a winter coat so they can stay warm, and they like to sunbathe. And, you know, they'll always be napping during the day because tigers can sleep like up to 20 hours in a day.
Badamo guides hourly walking tours along a securely fenced mulched pathway through an array of constructed habitats, which feature comfy shelters, perches, and play toys called enrichment. She stops and chirps to a female white tiger named Rockland, laying up against the fence, clearly seeking attention.
So she was 4 months old when we rescued her. She and her two siblings, her brother and her sister, have had metabolic bone disease. So they were really weak and they were unable to walk at that time. But now they've gotten some really good vet care and nutrition, and they're perfectly mobile and everything like that. They can run around and play. So these guys, definitely, you could probably see them playing around in the wintertime, just as much in the summertime.
Right on cue, Rockland rolls around in the snowy grass, vocalizing a little. 30 staff operate this refuge, along with a succession of interns, and everyone is on call to educate the public.
We do everything. We do animal care, we feed them, we prepare their diets, we maintain their habitats, we help build habitats for future animals. So I really loved how many opportunities to do a wide variety of things.
Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge, a USDA animal care licensed facility and a sanctioned Global Federation animal sanctuary, is open every day of the year except Christmas.
We have 50 tigers, lions, leopards, cougars. We have African servals, bear. We have 12 bear right now.
Refuge president and co-founder Tanya Smith, tall, blonde, and shaggy, is perfectly suited to her lifelong vocation, a family venture. They inhabit the compound with the animals. This morning, she takes a break from helping the refuge veterinarian tend to a sick white tiger among six hybrid tigers rescued just before the winter storm struck. The Oklahoma operation was called Ringling Animal Care Center, which sounds legit.
It was basically just a private person with animals in their yard. The guy was evicted from his property and ended up calling us as a last resort to come and take his tigers. And so, you know, this is just something that we have to deal with whenever we go after animals that are in, you know, we've rescued from 18 states now, so all over the nation.
Neglected, abused, and sick animals, mainly from exotic breeders and private baby animal petting zoos.
There's a lot of really bad actors out there that, you know, I heard horror stories on this last rescue of animals just being mistreated. When they get to 16 weeks of age, people just killing them because they were a liability at that point. They couldn't make them any more money. And, you know, that just is heartbreaking.
USDA Animal Care administers the National Animal Welfare Act. The law sets standards for humane care and treatment for animals on exhibition or sold as exotic pets. Smith encourages the public to help by not patronizing private exhibition places as well as baby animal petting zoos in particular.
You know, they're really cute when they're little, but they are going to grow up. They're going to be a big animal that's going to eat a lot of meat or require specialized vet care and 24 hours a day attention. So think before you get your picture made with a baby tiger or a little baby bear.
Turpentine Creek is able to accommodate up to 130 large rescued animals, with 90 currently housed at the refuge. They also have white tigers from the Henry Dorley Zoo in Omaha, Nebraska, which is culling its collection of hybridized cats.
The white tiger, it's not a pure species of animal. You know, we try to collaborate as much as we can with sanctuaries and zoos. We want to pull them together and not be so segregated and separated. So when they decided they wanted to get rid of Payson, a white tiger there, she was not serving her purpose because she is a white tiger and they're part of the species survival plan. So they wanted to take her off. And they're not going to have white tigers at the Henry Dorley Zoo anymore. So this is how that we help, by bringing her to the refuge, providing her a lifetime home. And they do pay her sponsorship fee of $2,500 a year. And that really, really helps because that pays her basic needs.
As word spreads about hybrid large cat breeding, Turpentine Creek has cultivated relations with several international organizations.
You know, our main focus is the animals that are in our own United States. There's plenty of them there. Now, if we're called, which we have been called on from Argentina, they've banned the circuses in Argentina, so there's a collection of big cats there that they might need help placing, and if we have space available or we have habitats that we can build and then have the resources to take care of those animals, then we're happy to help with any tiger or big cat that we can.
Since startup, Turpentine Creek has built a patchwork of secure, massive wild animal habitats on its acreage, including most recently one to accommodate 6 bears.
We're blessed now because of donors that we've been able to build everyone a large enclosure so they can get out and play and run. And on this 459 acres, we're utilizing about 120 acres right now. So we have room to expand. You know, we're also working with other sanctuaries across the country, and we've identified through an organization that Turpentine Creek helped develop. It's called Big Cat Sanctuary Alliance. And so at least we can be able to refer animals when we can't take them here. So we feel like it's very important that we hold a united front now that we found that it's not their last resort if we can't take them to this facility, that we can work with other facilities and be able to save that animal.
Tanya Smith says she's grateful to visitors who patronize this sanctuary in winter.
I was out taking some photographs with my husband when we got the big snowstorm, and we got some beautiful pictures. And I encourage you guys to go to our Facebook or online on our website and actually look at those photographs and of the animals loving the big cats. We even got some great shots of the new tigers that we just brought in, so make sure you check that out.
In 2016, Turpentine Creek staged the largest exotic animal rescue in U.S. history, taking in 34 animals from a wild tiger breeding cub petting facility in Colorado, rehoming 14, which were rescued at partner sanctuaries. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge winter hours are 9 to 5, with walking tours available from 10 to 3. You can follow Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge at their Facebook page.